What about if you filled up a bottle with some liquid? What would you put in the mouth so that the liquid wouldn't spill out?
Stopper.
Stopper. What are stoppers made out of?
Cork.
Out of cork. If, what about this type of musical instrument that you can play with your mouth? You move it back and forth.
A flute.
Okay.
Oh, no, you said back and forth.
Yeah.
Harp.
A harp. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
No.
Is that the same as a harmonica?
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Is that it's still a harp, though?
Right.
Okay.
That's just, well, sure, for a harmonica, right.
Okay. What about that thing, again, that you play with your, you hold between your teeth and it makes a twanging noise?
That's called a juice harp.
Juice harp. What about some of the usual tools that you might find around the house?
Hammer, screwdriver, pliers. Wrench, hoe, spade, a shovel, pick, rake, hand tools, lawnmower.
What about that thing that has the handles and a little wheel in front you push around?
Oh, wheelbarrow.
You ever heard that called anything else?
Country Cadillac.
Really?
In a joking manner, they call it, I think on one record I got here. Something like
that. Well, that's interesting. I haven't come across Country Cadillac yet.
Country Cadillac.
Have you ever heard it called the Georgia Buggy?
No.
You ever heard that term?
Oh.
Okay. If you have a wagon and two horses, do you know what you call that long wooden piece that runs between the horses?
Tongue.
Tongue. And if you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you would have to back him between the...
Those two things on the side, okay.
You ever heard that called the shafts of a buggy? Is that what you had in mind?
Yeah, that's what I had in mind, though.
Okay. What about talking about a wagon wheel? For the parts of the wheel, you start with the inside, that's the hub. And the hub rotates on the...
spoke.
Okay, and the spokes come out from it, and they attach to the metal thing. What's the thing that runs outside the wheel? You call that the rim?
The rim, that's about the only thing.
Sometimes, you know, these rims come in sections, and the spoke attaches to a section. What would you call one section?
Coming out, you said the wheel comes in section, or the rim?
The rim, yeah.
The rim comes in section.
Yeah, the spokes attached to this.
Offhand, I can't...
Have you ever heard of the term felly for that? Okay. What about, you know what the traces of a wagon, what the traces would be?
The only thing I can possibly think of would be the tracks that they made, I don't know.
What?
The tracks that they made, that's the only thing I could think of.
Okay, what I had in mind were the, there's something like lines that attach to the horse, you know, and these come back to the wagon and attach to a little horizontal bar. You have one for each horse. Do you know what that little thing where the traces attach is called? You ever heard single tree? And guess two of them. If you had two of them, you would have a double tree. You wouldn't have heard of that either. Okay. All right. If a man has his wagon and he loads it up with wood and he goes down the road, he unloads it, he comes back and he repeats the process, you say he's doing what? He's
hauling.
He's hauling wood.
Oh.
Okay. Have you ever heard that referred to as anything else?
Not that again.
Okay, fine. What about if there was a log across the road that was obstructing the path, you might have to get a rope tied around that log and do what to get it off the road?
Pull it.
Pull it off the road or maybe drag it?
Well, drag it away.
Okay, today you drag it, yesterday you...
pulled.
Use the same word yesterday you
dragged.
Okay, and you have
drug.
Okay. All right.
Have dragged, okay.